Welcome back. We have the opportunity now to visit with Dan and Denise Miller, Building Rural Wealth. Dan, how are you?
Good morning, Aaron. I'm doing well, doing well. And happy Labor Day, everybody.
Happy Labor Day.
Here we are laboring along, so that's good. But you know, that's all right. It's Labor Day. That's good. We celebrate everybody that labors.
And it is a good thing. Hopefully, people have the day off today.
Oh, absolutely. I'll say we.
I wish I had the day
off. Oh, you've got the day off.
Oh, yeah.
Just this.
Though, yeah, but. Mr. Stick guy. Yeah, he's like Mr. We should pick up sticks and trim some trees and, you know, winter will be here soon.
There are no days off with Dan Miller.
No, that's right. Not really. No, that's. I know, though, this weather has been pretty hot, so I don't know. A guy's kind of got a. Aim around that a little bit.
We were going along so nice, and then all of a sudden, man, right here at the end.
Yeah. You know, though, I was talking.
We're not done.
No, I was talking to somebody. I said, but if you had a boat, you know, if you have a boat, you know, or a swimming pool, you know, and they always talk about Labor Day is kind of the end of the summer. Well, you can get one more time here.
It feels like summer.
That's right.
It absolutely. Does. It absolutely. Does. It sure doesn't feel like football season.
No, it does not.
No, I tell you, I feel for anybody playing football games right now.
All those pads.
Yeah. I came through Stanton the other day, and they were just getting out of football practice. And those boys looked hot carrying their pads along there. And I was like, boy.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to do it. But, man. Yeah.
So, just a note, you're not open today.
Not open today. Nope. Not open on Labor Day.
It's Labor Day.
Everybody's got the day off this week, or, you know, for the whole three-day weekend. So.
All right. Kind of an interesting one today. Again, Dan and Denise Miller from Milestone Financial, Building Rural Wealth. Is growth actually making your business more valuable? Okay, Denise, set this up for me now.
Well, you know, most people would probably say, yes, growth is a good thing. And that would make you more valuable. You know, and when you say that, you know, if you're getting more customers and you need more employees and you have more revenue and you're making more money, then that growth feels like success. And often it is. But here's a question that's a little harder to answer. And it's, has that growth actually made your business more valuable? Those aren't always the same thing. And so today we're going to talk about the difference between building a bigger business and building a more valuable one. Because if you're counting on your business to help fund your retirement someday, understanding the difference really matters.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now I want to jump in here, you know, and I don't want anybody to ever think that we don't think that growing businesses are good or are bad, you know, because we all want to grow our business. But I think, you know, our idea here is it's got to be profitable growth.
Yes.
You know, not growth at any cost.
Okay, let's talk about that, Dan. Profitable growth and busy growth.
That's right.
Separate it for me.
They really are kind of two different things. So let's start with something that actually does surprise a lot of business owners, and that revenue doesn't always automatically increase value. Imagine, you know, that you've got, you know, two dental practices, you got two, auto repair shops, whatever you've got, two businesses, okay? And let's say they both collect or you know, gross $2 million a year. One of them consistently earns healthy profits, has efficient systems in place, and manages their expenses well, while the other is constantly adding staff, equipment, overhead, just to keep up with the growth. You know, on paper, you know, they're kind of the same size, but they may not be worth the same amount at all to a buyer, because buyers don't purchase revenue, they purchase future cash flow. You know, I've met owners who are busier than they've ever been, but somehow they're taking home less than they did 5 years ago. Well, you know, that's not profitable growth, that's activity. You know, growth should improve the health of the business and the value of business, not just the size of it. So a good question to ask yourself if you're a business owner is my business or my practice or my firm, you know, if it grows, let's say another 20% next year, will it actually become more profitable or just more complicated?
Good question. So is the practice dependent on you, Denise? We've kind of touched on this in the past.
Well, whenever you're a business owner, you know, the second driver of the owner is owner dependency. Uh-huh. And, you know, and this ties directly into what we talked about on last week's show. If you took a month off from your business, what would happen? Would your clients be taken care of? Would the office continue to operate? Would decisions still get made, or would everything come to a stop? The more a business depends on one person, the more risk a buyer often sees. And again, you know, you think about two businesses, and you know, one has a clear manager, a strong manager, that and a good team that works together, and the other revolves about around one guy. So which would be easier to transition? Which one is likely to attract more buyers? Reducing owner dependency isn't about making yourself less important. It's about making the business stronger. And that's one of the things that we have done at Milestone Financial Group, is that we operate on a team basis so that everybody knows what's going on. Everybody knows, you know, how the business works and how it runs. And, you know, thankfully, we've never had to be gone for a month, but if we had to be gone for a month, it could run on its own. Yeah. So, I mean,
it can.
Well,
let's go, Denise.
Now, I wish I wouldn't have said that. Dan's, oh, my gosh.
Dan's planning stuff right now.
I'll get those UTVs out right now. We'll go.
I know.
Aaron, you in?
Could you be gone a month, Aaron?
We might need to talk about this. Good point, though. Dan's out of here. He's taking off.
Yeah, he's leaving me here, but he's going on. Yeah, there you go.
So is growth creating better systems, Dan? What are we talking about here?
You know, that's so important, Aaron. That's something that we talk about in our business all the time, and that we're working on constantly, is improving our systems. Because one of the biggest differences between growing businesses and valuable business is their systems. You know, growth without systems usually creates chaos. You know, because if you have the growth with no systems, you know, yes, you may have more patients or customers or people stopping in and working with you, you know, but then now you also have more scheduling, more billing, more employees, more stress. You know, we've seen businesses that hit a point where every new customer literally can create another problem. And that's because their systems have not evolved with the volume of business they're now doing. You know, valuable businesses are scalable. They grow without becoming increasingly dependent on the owner's time and energy. You know, so ask yourself, are you building systems that someone else could step into someday at your business? Because while buyers evaluate your numbers, they also evaluate how the business operates. You know, one of the things, I'm not going to say this exactly right, but I heard this one time, that if you do something more than three times, it's now not just something that happens, it's something that you rely on. It is a process that you need to be writing down. So that's kind of the old rule of three. You know, if you do it three times, you know, in some type of a length of time, that's now a system in your business. You know, you're doing that consistently, so you need to write it down.
Yeah.
Because if you're not there, somebody else may have to step in and do that. And, you know, like Denise mentioned, you know, folks that are familiar with our business know, you know, we've got a great staff, we've got a young staff, and we work as a team, and that is what allows Denise and I to be gone occasionally. Yeah. Now, we haven't been gone for that month yet, but
I don't see that coming right away.
But that is what allows, because we're not owner dependent, you know, and I think that is so important for businesses, especially businesses that may, you know, be looking at positioning themselves for a future transition, a sale, a transition to the next generation, whatever.
Okay. So are you growing the right things, I guess, is another question, Denise.
Well, not every type of growth creates value. And sometimes owners chase growth because it feels productive. You're adding another location. You're hiring more employees. You're expanding your services. You're buying more equipment. But every decision should answer one question. Does this improve the long-term value of the practice? Sometimes saying no to growth is actually the better business decision. And, you know, think about a business that offers a new service line because their competitors are doing it. And if it creates complexity, requires expensive equipment, and it doesn't necessarily improve your profitability, was it really worth growing and doing? And growth, above all, should support your long-term goals.
Okay. And Aaron, I'm going to tell you, we've been guilty of it at Milestone. We have. I mean, you know, we've had things, you know, you know, we're the first ones to admit it. We've had things that we've tried that, you know, we discovered that was not a profitable, that did not
turn out like we
turn out like we hoped. It did not add value or long-term sustainability. And, you know, sometimes you got to regroup and move forward. So
what is it you say? You re-rack it.
Re-rack it. In the words of my brother, that's my brother, Steve. He says, you know, sometimes you got to just step back and re-rack it and go again. In other words, you evaluate and go on, you know. And so, but, of course, the best way to do it is really evaluate those
before you ever
do it.
Yeah. But, like you say, it's easy to do, though. I mean,
that's right. Hindsight's always really good. We know that.
That's right. So is your business ready for someone else to own? Boy, there's a big one for you, Dan.
Well, I mean, that is the final driver of everything. You know, could someone else successfully own your business or practice tomorrow? You know, could they come in and run it based upon your systems and everything that, you know, you have in place? Notice I didn't ask whether they could buy it. I want to know, could they own it? Could they run it? You know, for example, would they understand your financials? Could they retain your staff? Could they maintain your client relationships that you have in place? Could they continue operating without major disruption? You know, these are the kind of things that a future buyer of any business, they think about. And, you know, there is a book out there, Aaron, that Denise and I have both read it. And it's by a friend of ours. We actually know this gentleman. His name is Justin Goodbread. And he wrote a book called Is Your Baby Ugly?
Yeah.
And the whole idea behind that is, you know, every business owner, it's their baby,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, you think your baby's beautiful. But if somebody else from the outside looked at it, especially an external buyer, they may look at it and go, man, that baby's ugly.
Yeah, that's a mess.
You know, and so that's where
And it's amazing when you read this book. It is amazing because you really don't think that your baby's ugly. But when you really start looking at the things he tells you to look at, you're like, oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have an ugly baby. So, our business is not what we thought.
So the key
was.
Is you got to think like a future buyer, not yourself as the owner. You know, in other words, if you're positioning your business in the future for the future, I should say, you know, you may have to change some things. You've got to start looking at it how a future buyer would look at it, not how you look at it every day. You know, you got to start documenting those processes, developing leaders, cleaning up the financial statements, strengthening your operations, putting systems in place. You know, and even if you don't plan to sell for another 10 years, the earlier you can start these things, the better. And, you know, with my CEPA, my Certified Exit Planning Advisor training, one of the things that they taught us in that is you always want to have your business in a position where you could sell it at any time or not. In other words, you know, you want to be prepared at all times, not just right before you're burnt out and you can't do it anymore.
Right. Okay. Dan Miller and Denise Miller with me this morning, Building Rural Wealth from Milestone Financial Group. Okay, Denise, wrap this up. Put a bow on it for
Labor Day. Oh, my gosh. Growth is exciting. You know, but the practices that create the most long-term value are usually intentional about how they grow, not just how fast they grow. So whether you're 5 years from retirement or 20, the decisions you make today shape the value of your business tomorrow. And, you know, one of the things that Dan does with his certified exit planning, it's his CEPA designation, we help business owners look beyond the revenue, think about the value of the business, your taxes, your succession, and your retirement. Because someday your practices or your business is probably going to be the largest asset you'll ever own.
And for most business owners, It is.
And our goal is to help you make that business the most valuable. And so, you know, I guess what I would always say is we're always open to a conversation. We love to sit down and have a cup of coffee and just visit. You can reach out to us either on the phone, 712-623-5726, or our website, milestonefinancialgroup.com.
There you go. You're not open today.
Not open today.
I mean, you can call and leave a message, I guess, but we're not open today.
Or just do it tomorrow.
Or just do it tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be there Tuesday.
Yeah. But no, like I said, I guess the purpose of our show here primarily is that, you know, I don't want people to think that we don't want business to grow and be prosperous. That's not the intent at all. The intent is that have purposeful growth, mm-hmm. have strategic growth. And oftentimes it's good to have somebody in your corner to help. You know, it's the old deal, you know, you can't see the forest for the trees.
Yep.
You know, it's good to have that outside unbiased set of eyes taking a look at things to see, you know, where are those tweaks or changes that can be made. Because, you know, also everybody leaves their business someday. Everybody retires either standing up or laying down, and you want it to be on your terms.
That's right.
You know, so have it be the type of transition that you want long term.
Very good. Reach out, get in touch, and have that conversation.
Absolutely.
Enjoy what's left of your Labor Day.
Well, you too, Eric.
You as well.
You too.
Nice to see you both.
Thanks.